This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A court in Pueblo has issued a ruling temporarily stopping the city from banning syringe exchanges. CPR's Andrew Viegas has more.
The ruling comes after the ACLU sued Pueblo earlier this week, seeking to overturn an ordinance the city council passed in the middle of May. That decision banned the free syringe exchanges in the city that had been in place for a decade. They're also legal under state law and are meant to slow the spread of disease among intravenous drug users. The ruling by the district court means the exchanges in Pueblo can resume services immediately and will stay in place until at least mid-July. I'm Andrew Viegas, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow is in France to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Crow is one of several representatives and senators who will commemorate the Normandy invasion. He says it's a way to honor the sacrifice of those Allied soldiers. Crow will be doing a World War II-style parachute jump on Friday alongside some of his fellow congressional veterans. Crow served in the 82nd Airborne and 2nd Ranger Battalion, which were key units during the invasion.
It's just a way for me to be a part of the history of those units and to honor the veterans that came before me.
Crow took part in a similar jump during the 75th anniversary commemoration. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
United Airlines plans to hire 700 people in Denver this year. It's part of a broader plan to hire 9,000 people at its hubs across the country. United trimmed its initial hiring forecast because Boeing isn't delivering all the planes it had promised the airline. United is the biggest airline at Denver International Airport. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 5:06.